Hey y'all, I'm Sandra Pham.
And I'm Min Vu, and you're listening to Asian in Austin. So we've got a special episode for everyone.
Yeah, I think we just thought it would be interesting to cite our official involvement in South by Southwest. And so thrilled to kind of recap that with y'all and chat with Min as always.
We were able to host an official AAPI meetup at South By, and shout out to Audrey and the entire South By team for helping make that happen and all of the volunteers. It was a really good opportunity to be able to create community or hold space for community. So I'm really excited that we were able to do that in such an official capacity where people who were attending the fest and either identified in the community or were supportive or interested in the community, all came together in this hotel conference room and connected. And it was really, really beautiful. And I think we just want to take this episode to talk about the behemoth that is South By, our experiences with it, and how creating community continues to be so important. Sandra, what's your Well, first, what's your experience been with South By in general over the years? I know we have memories from college going to South By, but I'm curious just from your perspective, yeah, like how have you experienced the festival in the past?
Yeah, it feels like this year, I think, was a big milestone for us. And obviously, super grateful that we were able to attend South by Southwest in a different way than we had previously. Obviously, having gone to school here and having experienced South by Southwest and seeing the changes over the various years from going, experiencing as a college student, obviously is very different than in a professional setting. And then also this year, getting the opportunity to actually be part of the official programming, hosting, and holding space, was, really, really special for me this year. But yeah, fond memories back in the day, you and I, during spring break, because it would always happen during spring break, going to concerts, trying to find the cool different events. I remember seeing Ed Sheeran before he was Ed Sheeran, in the the 2000s, and then fast forward to today. It's so different.
I think I feel like I remember us going to like a Red Bull sponsored event or concert,
Right.
and I feel like it was just in a parking lot somewhere, which they still do. I will say this year, we also were able to see a Vietnamese Hungarian singer who fused Geilung and electronic music, which my mind was like completely blown by that. For those who don't know, Geilung is like a specific Vietnamese traditional music genre, kind of like theater, musical theater,
Yeah,
really
shout out to
specific.
Hien. She was so good. Trilingual, which
Oh
is
my gosh.
incredible.
Yeah, she sang in Vietnamese, then Hungarian, then in English as well. It was really cool. I think for me this year, that's what stands out to me is like the global aspect of the experience that I was able to have, seeing singers from all across the world in one day. I was at the Canada House, and there was a singer who like their genre was like Afro pop. And then even also at Canada House, one of our previous guests, Aisha Dreamchild, she was DJing there. Just really cool moments, I think, for me
For
this
sure.
year.
Yeah, I think as South By continues to grow and has become this, I think you said behemoth, like at the top of the episode here, it just continues to grow. And I do find myself kind of feeling lost a little bit every year, right? I think every year my experience is different. I seek different things. Some years it's really heavily leaned into music. Other years it's really into the panel and the content, being a marketer myself and trying to gain some knowledge there. And this year, because we had a place that we specifically were able to host that AAPI meetup, I find myself really being intentional about finding community and a lot of the activities that I sought to be involved in this year. Also got the amazing opportunity to host some unofficial South By things, but around South By. So moderating that panel with Ambassador Catherine Tai, which was a really big deal, as well as the amazing other women who were on the panel who are local Austinites, or the majority were. Yeah, this year, I think for me personally, I wanted to find representation and community, right? Finding specific panels, events that were centered around the AAPI community itself, having feeling like really motivated to carve out those spaces.
Yeah, I think it was good for us to see the different opportunities there were to create community, both officially through South By and unofficially as well too. It was great to be able to collaborate with some folks who came into Austin, but also still try to lift up the folks locally here. So all in all, I think it was really good. Was there a standout moment for you?
I think I'm very biased, but obviously having our meetup and just chatting with everyone and getting to know everyone's story, there were so amazing people that showed up to the meetup that I got to talk to, from folks who are like artists and really trying to showcase their music and feeling really encouraged by the fact that there was a meetup, to have conversations with other people. To There were students there, I can't remember from what university, but they were able to get funded and come to South By and experience this and pitch a big client. It was the Austin Airport, and be able to showcase their work, but also wanting to feel like they could make friends and meet other people. So I was just inspired to be in that room and have conversations. And I mean, at the end of the day, that's really what drove us to build this podcast, was to meet other folks and hear their experiences. There was also a woman I met, and she is in the music industry, and she grew up in Austin and had gone to South By for many, many years, like 20 plus years, and was telling me how excited she was that our podcast enabled us to have conversations about, folks in the community who pursue different careers. And to really see the space that she never thought would be possible in all the time that she had gone to South By, which is amazing. And also, we just heard yesterday, kind of a tangent, but the first Vietnamese American lead bachelorette. Like, it just feels like there's so much momentum, and I'm proud that we get to be a very teeny, teeny part of that.
Yeah, I think about some of the people that I was able to meet at the meetup. And basically, I was with a group of people and we all went around sharing where we grew up and what the Asian population was like there, if there were any. And I think in that short amount of time, there was already just people being like, oh my gosh, like I'm half Filipino, half white. There weren't a lot of us growing up. I also like, they met people who basically had very similar experiences to them. And that type of like community and connection happening in real time was really special. I think we all both vocally and silently understood what it meant to be sometimes the only in a space. And then to be the majority in a space during that meetup was really, I think, empowering and really special.
I'm gonna ask you, I know it's hard to think about because literally we South by Southwest just wrapped up. But if we're thinking ahead, and I know it'll be around the corner, when we think about South by in 2025, what do you hope, Or what do you dream up that could happen next year that didn't this year? Or what does that look like for you?
I think more opportunities to connect in a larger capacity. And what I mean by that, I like where my mind goes here is like, we know that South by is a great economic development driver for a lot of like local businesses, especially downtown, hotels, restaurants, bars. And I think as we hopefully that there's even more API related programming, both officially and unofficially. But also, what that means too is that people, both locally and from out of town, who are creating these events and activations are tapping in to our local AAPI vendors or restaurants or talent, both musicians, speakers, artists, leaders to be able to participate in the stuff that they're organizing. So I think a combination of those things, just more connection, intentional connection, I think. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think for sure over the last few years there have been some stepping stones and things set into place, and obviously we love all of our out of town friends, but we are here year round and want to make sure that South by isn't the end. I think also for those connections, especially, I always get excited about South by, and yes, I want to meet all the folks that fly in and take time out of their lives to come and do all the things, but it's also a really good time to connect with people locally, and see their faces. I like meeting people and knowing that they're also down the road and that it's not, okay, see you in a year from now when you come back for South by. It's, hey, there are really amazing community leaders and folks who are doing the work and investing here. And so it's, not connecting with the local vendor just the one time you hosted an event here. It's remembering to support them all year round and amplifying the work that's being done. So I think for sure next year, I hope to see our local community really kind of get together and figure out how we can support South by more and in a way that feels right for us without overextending our community organizers here.
So I am curious for people who don't know what South by is or have been here and haven't participated in South by, I wonder if we can give them a little like overview and like tips from our experience. And I'll just say top line, and this is not like I'm not reading from the South by playbook or whatever, like is on their website or anything like that. The festival's been around for a long time, has evolved in a number of different ways. I won't go into the history too much because I'm not going to pretend like I know the entire history of South by. But today, what it looks like is it's a tech conference. It starts with EDU, so like an education conference. Just, I think, a week before the actual festival. And then it starts with the tech conference the first weekend, essentially. Film also starts around that time. So there's also a film festival that's happening. And then a music showcase that also ends up happening towards the middle of the week and through the end of the festival. So what I always like to observe is the You can really tell when you're downtown when each part of the festival shifts because of the demographic of the attendees that end up showing up, both in demographic, but also like style and swag, like what people are wearing and stuff. The music crowd versus the film crowd versus the tech crowd. You can really kind of tell a difference. There's also comedy involved, usually that first weekend as well, too. So, that's the official South by stuff. And then there's like a bunch of unofficial things that sometimes happens as well throughout downtown, which primarily means getting on an RSVP list and lining up early to hopefully get into the venue before it reaches capacity. Because if some venues are 100% unofficial and some venues are official, and if it's official, then badges get priority. So that's like a quick overview of the fest. Happens all throughout downtown and on the east side. Sandra, what would you say would be like one of your tips if you were attending the festival?
I think don't feel too much FOMO, right? I think at just sitting as you described it, I'm just like, oh my God, it's really overwhelming. It really is. It continues to grow and expand and become this gigantic thing. And it is kind of hard to describe, especially for folks who aren't familiar with it, don't regularly attend, maybe aren't in town. Figure out what you want to get out of it. If you're super into the music thing, lean into that, go to the concerts and all that thing, or you want a little bit of a sprinkle of all the things, sure. But I think don't pressure yourself. I think early on when I first started attending South By, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have FOMO if I don't stand in line for 3 hours to go see Jay-Z because he has some random pop-up or whatever thing that happens into town. I think being really intentional, I think I also get to in place where I'm like, oh my God, I gotta do South By all day long. You head out there and you're there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or whatever it is. And I think really carve out your time and figure out what are the things that really get you excited and what are the must do. And then everything else, go with the flow. Like South By is a show you just kind of you vibe out. You go with the vibes. You figure out if there's an unofficial thing, you pop by. If you don't, you don't. But I think remove the pressure of needing to hit up everything because you're not going to enjoy it. If you're popping in 10 minutes to that one show and then running over to the next things, there's so many things that overlap. For me, the one thing I wanted to get out of it was just spending time with people and seeing the people I wanted to, yeah, there was, a sprinkle of music, a sprinkle of film, sprinkle of panels and all of that, but just not pushing myself to feel too much pressure to hit up everything. Cause I did come up with a schedule and then I was like, wow, there are eight things at this same exact time. That's impossible. I can't be in eight different places. So if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. And for the rest, I can just watch everyone's stories and I'll be okay. But my takeaway this year was just really being grateful that I got to spend some, in real life time with folks because we so often become internet friends or you connect with people through whatever way. And sometimes it's just nice to have see someone face to face and just have a good old chat.
Yeah, I completely agree with basically like identify one or two things per day that you really want to see, prioritize those things, and then as far and then everything that happens around it, tumbleweed around. Like let the wind take you wherever it's going to take you. Use the South By app. That was really helpful for me to see, okay, what's going on around this time that's near the thing that I want to go see, but because yeah, otherwise sometimes the venues are kind of spread out. You need to like scooter around. You could walk around, but that's going to add a lot more time. And it'll just probably be more work than fun. And I will say the most fun experiences that I've had at South By in years past and also in this year is just like happening upon something that wasn't always on my list, but it was something that was nearby and close enough that I could go to while waiting for the session that I really wanted to go to. And I discovered some great artists that way, some great music that way that I probably wouldn't have if I wasn't open to it in that way. So, pro tip. Definitely, if you find yourself going to South By, you could do that. And also, if you're not able to get a badge, like I think you can still look for those unofficial events know that in the evening it'll be probably a lot tougher to get in capacity wise, but maybe during the day, if you're able to attend things during the day or earlier on in the day with just an RSVP, you probably have more of a likelihood and chance to get in and experience that piece of the festival.
Yeah, and totally have flexibility because even if you RSVP or you intend to go something, as this thing continues to grow and more people come into town, like there's no guarantee you're going to get into some things, right? Like I know you and I wanted to go watch some films and sometimes it's not available or you're just really tired and you're not going to stand in line and make it to whatever it is. So be adaptable, be flexible. Enjoy it. Like, don't put so much pressure on yourself and enjoy South by. It's a really interesting time of year. I will say I kind of have a love and hate relationship with it because I do feel like South by is the reason a lot of folks move to Austin because the weather is beautiful, downtown is popping, so many fun events. You just go, wow, like what is this incredible Disney World experience that you're having. And so then a ton of people move here for better, for worse. Again, we talk about this a lot, but I love that it does showcase our city in an incredible way, but also sometimes to our detriment. And it can be a little wild. But anyway, yeah, South by, what an amazing time. We did it. We survived.
Yeah,
but had
and I
such a good
mean,
time.
yes, I agree. I think South by, and also like the like legion of volunteers that they have that do such good work
Yes.
of like trying to put their arms around that entire festival, there's a reason why. Like during the film screenings, when they say thank you to our volunteers, the whole theater like erupts in applause and appreciation, because I think that is really where a lot of yeah, it just takes a village. And yeah, there's as much as I think South by has been part of like Austin's growth and all the pros and cons related to that growth, I still find myself being appreciative of the opportunity to be able to experience something like that in our backyard, basically, and have the choice, whether or not we want to engage. Because I know a lot of Austinites too, like I've done this in the past, like go out of town during this time of year, to kind of avoid it. And totally your prerogative. I think the. But the for me, it's like, well, at least that there's a choice to potentially, if we're so lucky to be able to attend or not attend. So. I'm excited for the rest of this year and what we have going on. We have another season that we're planning of the podcast. It was also really like cool to be able to meet people who have listened to the podcast at the festival. We really appreciate the kind words and the encouragement and the support that y'all have shown. I think Sandra and I continue to, do this podcast as like our side project, or something that we really believe in and care for, and also being mindful of protecting our health and time, and making sure that we're pouring into ourselves as well too. And so, I think we found a good balance in these abbreviated seasons. I know I wish we could do more episodes each year. And maybe that's something in the future, but for now, we're excited to continue with kind of these abbreviated seasons, being able to bring on special guests for a couple of months and sharing their stories with you all. So stay tuned for more of that coming in a couple months, actually.
Yeah, the year's flying by, but for sure, I think we're excited for this new season, so stay tuned. Want to continue having these conversations with the community, and I think we're trying to be really intentional about some of the guests that we bring on, and making sure that there's diversity in the voices and the stories that we continue to share. So we'll definitely be working on that, and I'm excited. Want to make sure that we're continuing to meet more folks. I mean, there's so many people in the community that we don't know about. So definitely love when we get to connect in person and we hear more stories and learn more about individuals. So I'm looking forward to learning more in this season.
Yeah, there's a lot of work being done in the community that I know Sandra and I aren't aware of. And I think at the end of the day, we just continue to want to learn as much as we can, try to amplify all parts of our community in all parts of the greater Austin area as best as we can. So, South by was a really good opportunity, like Sandra said, to meet with people that we hadn't been able to meet with before. And so hopefully we just continue to do that and encourage that. And I encourage you all to do the same. And the more that we're able to bridge these connections with one another, the more we can put more power to our voices and help uplift our entire community. So with that, we will catch you in a couple months.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks, y'all. Bye. This project is supported in part by the City of Austin Economic Development Department.